This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. 7.4 billion people inhabit the planet. Most of the ones in Mogadishu, Edinburgh, and Asuncion probably don't care how the Chicago Cubs fare, and the ones who do are only paying attention to the World Series because they have money riding on it. But maybe all 7.4 billion should care. Certainly they should, if W.P. Kinsella's glimpse into the future was prophetic. Back in 1985, Kinsella, who died last month, published a book of short stories titled The Thrill of the Grass, and one of those stories has the fate of humanity hinging on whether the Cubs win the pennant. In Kinsella's tale, the Cubs are managed by baseball lifer Al Tiller. As Kinsella puts it, Tiller's only desire is to manage his baseball team in an honorable manner. But he's not destined to be left alone to do that. Al Tiller begins having dreams, and he doesn't know what to do about them, as Kinsella writes.
He could picture himself at a news conference, pausing right in the middle of fielding questions about his pitching rotation and his left fielder's Achilles tendon to say,
"Gentlemen, for the past several weeks, I've been having some prophetic dreams. It is my considered opinion that if the Chicago Cubs win the National League pennant, the world is going to end."
In fact, well, in fiction to be more precise, the first of Al Tiller's dreams is fairly pedestrian. Five people are arranged around a table, at the head of which sits an old man dressed in flowing robes of ice blue and flamingo pink. So, not all that pedestrian. Anyway, from a balcony above them, Al Tiller looks on.
"Please, God,"
says the man at the far end of the table,
"we'd like you to arrange for the Chicago Cubs to win the pennant this year."
Tiller wakes in the dark. Kinsella has the manager's heart
thumping like a bongo drum.
And no wonder. The dreams continue, and the people at the table become more insistent.
"It is time for the Chicago Cubs to win their division,"
one says.
"And the National League pennant,"
said a runty guy with a big nose who looked like someone he should know, Al Tiller thought.
"And the World Series,"
said a hefty, white-haired man who Tiller decided was Richard Daley, the man who was mayor of Chicago almost forever back in the 60s and 70s.
"We're not greedy, God,"
said the runty guy.
"Just help the Cubs with the National League pennant. We'll take our chances on the World Series."
On the sixth night of troubling dreams, the text takes a turn for the worse, a big, sharp, spooky turn, because it is on the sixth night that God seems to be attending to the requests.
Tiller was certain that Al Capone was one of the lobbyists that evening. He'd always thought of Capone as a White Sox fan.
When God spoke, he sounded to Al Tiller a little like a senator.
"I appreciate your interest. I want to assure you that I hold the Chicago Cubs in highest esteem. I have listened to your entreaties and considered the matter carefully from all angles. I am aware of how long it's been since the Cubs have won the pennant. I think you should know that when the Cubs next win the National League championship, it will be the last pennant before Armageddon."
Al Tiller wakes up,
sweat-soaked, heart-thrumming.
What is he to do? Armageddon? He'd never asked for that sort of responsibility. The closing weeks of the pennant race coincide with rising tensions between the U.S. and the Russians, each nation having decided it has significant interests to protect in Sri Lanka. Naval vessels from each prominent power are en route to the potential confrontation. We're talking Sri Lanka here, not Syria, but sweat-soaked and heart-thrumming yet? Meanwhile, Al Tiller either hears or imagines that he hears a sports call-in show in which one of the callers identifies himself as a blind archangel who says things like,
"The Chicago Cubs will win the last pennant before Armageddon."
And
"the prophecy speaks for itself."
Predictably, or perhaps prophetically, the pennant race gets closer.
Tense as a piano wire.
That's Kinsella again.
Tense as a piano wire.
Al Tiller waits for sleep.
But when sleep came, the dream came with it. Silvery as moonlight, like a tiny tornado of stardust floating in through the glass of the window and burrowing into Al Tiller's sleeping form. He knew immediately the dream was subtly changed, but it took him a few seconds to recognize how. The woman in the group was not a stranger. Tiller's heart dropped. His stomach rose until the two collided. When she spoke, he recognized the voice of his first love, and no angelic choir could have sounded sweeter.
"Please, God,"
she said,
"I would like the Chicago Cubs to win the pennant this year.
With the weight of the world's fate on his shoulders and the voice of the only woman he has ever loved in his ear, Al Tiller goes to the ballpark to manage the most important game of his life, of anybody's life. He is, as Kinsella puts it, prepared to suffer, which is suitably enigmatic for a story about a game that ain't over till it's over, don't you think? I'll not be revealing who comes out on top in what Al Tiller fears may be the last pennant race. That wouldn't be fair to W.P. Kinsella, even if I shouted, spoiler alert, before doing it. Read the story. And regarding Armageddon, hey, the Cubs won the 2016 National League pennant, and Armageddon didn't happen yet, though that business just this week about the warmer water swirling under the polar ice is disturbing, and the computer hacking may lead who knows where as far as the grid is concerned, and those wars, relatively small ones for now, rumble on. Yikes. We're grateful to W.P. Kinsella's literary agent, Carolyn Swayze, for permission to use portions of The Last Pennant Before Armageddon from the collection titled The Thrill of the Grass. We'll miss W.P. Kinsella, best known for writing Shoeless Joe, which begat the film Field of Dreams,